The next principle is called the law of successive approximations. What that really means is basically using the salami tactic. If you want someone to have a particularly large outcome or do a particularly large activity, you need to break that down into steps along the way to make the transition easy for them to do. The way this was discovered was by hypnotists who wanted to recreate big hypnotic phenomena, for example, a hallucination. Now, before someone is ready to hallucinate a dog sitting in front of them that never was really there, they need to build up that hallucination one piece at a time, otherwise it may be too startling a change to go from nothing. While some people can go from nothing straight to the full thing, others will be built up step by step. So, for example, they might get comfortable with the idea of a dog. Maybe they'll hear the dog at first. Maybe they'll feel a brush against their leg. Maybe they'll kind of pet it and have a sense of it's there. Then when they open their eyes, bit by bit, the idea of a dog has been built up inside their mind so they can have a full-blown visual hallucination of a dog sitting by their feet. And everything else seems to match. Now, how do you use this in a conversational setting? Now, hallucinating dogs is probably not something you want to get people to do on a random day-to-day basis. It's not very useful. However, you can use this principle to get behaviors out of people that otherwise would seem almost impossible. An example of this is from a charity work I know. This was a fundraiser who could get the biggest checks from donors that in the past would give almost nothing. One day when the person was asked, "How do you do this?" she replied, "Well, the first thing to do is to get someone to respond to a very simple but reasonable request. For example, it might be as simple as doing a 5-minute task for the charity, like writing a letter or looking through a letter and give their approval of something. Then a few days later, you might ask for something else, which would be just that little bit more, maybe to rewrite the letter a little bit because it wasn't quite right. Step by step, you ask every time just a little bit more and for a little bit more. So the sooner you think they're giving you checks for $1,000, $10,000, $50,000, because it just seems a natural transition from what they did in the previous step. Now, you can use this principle together with the agreement tactics to create something very, very powerful. You see, you take people by the hand one step at a time, making sure that each step is just a little bit further along than the one before. Then, if at any stage you lose contact with them, let's say you ask them to take a step that's just a little bit too large, all you do is you go right back to the last point of agreement and you build another yes ladder, another yes set, and build up with those behaviors until they're ready to take that next step. It's a very simple loop. Agreement, move on, next thing, next thing, next thing. The moment you get disagreement, you go right back to the behavior or activity that they were okay with, and you go through that a few times until they're ready to move on. Only this time you may move a slightly smaller amount to make sure that they can follow your lead. I'll give you another example from a different field. When I was young and dating girls was this scary thing I didn't understand, I always found it was difficult to go to the point where you would actually kiss the girl. And part of the reason for that was it was such a big step. You see, all the time we'd be hanging out, talking, whatever, I would barely even have touched her because I was afraid to invade her personal space. Then one day I realized that I'm making too large a step, too large a leap. So I made a point of going out on dates, of just casually touching my date on the shoulder, maybe touching her hand, then on the way back maybe putting her arm in mine or holding hands. So by the time I get to the point to actually kissing, it really wasn't that big a step, because everything else, the holding hands, the touching, was just part of a natural transition. So it was a normal step forward. It wasn't this big shock that came out of nowhere. So now that you understand the law of successive approximations, begin to use it everywhere. Just build up people to respond to you one increment at a time.